The following program may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Dilly Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Dilly Show. I am your host, the Prince of Pod, the mainstream murder machine, the hater of all things new, and King Controversy in the flesh. This is Dilly, and today I've got a huge show lined up for you. Today I'm going to be talking about some Mandela effects that I've discovered recently. I'm going to be talking about my hatred for TikTok, as if you haven't heard enough of that already. And in the main event, I'm going to be running down some movies that just wouldn't fly by today's standards. Lots of topics coming up, but first things first, I just wanted to reach out and thank all of you for listening. And where are you listening? Well, you could be on Spotify, I'd say that is the main one, but there's a lot of other places you could be listening to this show. You could be listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, and a few others as well. So wherever you are listening, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And with that being said, wherever you're listening, you better fasten those seatbelts, grab yourself some popcorn, grab a beer, hell, smoke a joint. I don't do a whole lot of that nowadays, but I'm certainly not discouraging it. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because here we go with another episode of The Dilly Show. So lately I've been on a very huge late 2000s music nostalgia binge, if you will. I'm not entirely sure what started it. I think I might have heard like one song from back then, and I was like, man, I really want to go back to that time period of music. Because the thing about music is you really don't realize how good your music is until a few years later. I'm not sure if that's really gonna affect current music, like the fucking Cardi B's and Camila Cabello's. What is popular right now? I honestly don't even know. I'm going on Spotify. How do I find what's popular? I'm seeing Radar Canada. All the Canadian artists you need to hear this month. I don't know how popular that kind of shit is. What do I look for? It's a Bop. I just found a playlist called It's a Bop. I don't know any of these people. I don't know anything about modern music, and I try to keep it that way because I don't like any of it. I don't think this whole nostalgia thing's really gonna work on 2020s music for me, because I think I'm getting to that age where I'm not growing up anymore. I know what music I like. I'm not gonna really change that. I'm not gonna start liking shitty modern music that basic bitches listen to. Like, I can't stand modern music. There's a few good things, but like, mostly shit. And if it's something I like, odds are it gets dragged into fucking some huge, like, it's a fucking song on TikTok. We're gonna get to that later, but right now we're talking about the late 2000s shit. I've been going through every fucking playlist looking for obscure 2000s music that I remember. So while this was happening, I was listening to songs like fucking Good Time by Owl City. I was listening to songs by fucking Simple Plan. I was listening to, I'm just literally going through my Spotify and my most recently liked songs. Like Headley, The Trues, Daughtry. Oh, don't even fucking get me started on Daughtry, bro. I never realized how good they were until recently. And I know that's probably really fucking stupid. They're probably like one of the worst bands ever. But I fucking love Daughtry. They're so good. Like, I'm gonna consider Daughtry to be a very, very, very guilty pleasure. Like, that and like the few Nickelback songs I know. Like, that kind of guilty pleasure. Like, I'm not gonna tell anybody I like Daughtry, although I kind of just told the world on my podcast. Here's the thing, right? Listening to like Faber Drive and Headley and Daughtry. And I got this song in my head that I remembered very distinctly. I remembered one moment very distinctly of when I heard this song. I remembered it was around 2008 to 2009. Originally, I thought it might have been like 2007 up to 2010. But in my mind now, I'm putting the pieces together. And the memory that I'm recalling took place probably in 2008 to 2009. And here's the thing, that memory that I'm recalling, I was at a Wendy's one night, a Wendy's drive-thru at night, sitting in the passenger seat. My dad was driving. I don't even like Wendy's. We were picking up shit from my mom. Like, I remember every little detail. I remember what he ordered. I remember it very vividly, and I remember the fucking radio being on. And I remember hearing a song. I remember hearing it. I remember it so vividly, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, I can kind of remember some of the lyrics. I definitely remember how it sounded, and I can kind of remember some of the lyrics. And the lyrics I remembered was like, heat waves been freaking me out. So I start looking all around, and then I see that there's like a huge fucking song on TikTok right now called Heat Waves by Glass Animals. I like Glass Animals. They're recent. I don't like recent shit. I like Glass Animals. Take a Slice is one of my fucking favorite songs I discovered during COVID. Glass Animals are cool. They're fucking weird. I like their thing. But Glass Animals, huge fucking song on TikTok, Heat Waves. I listen to it. I'm like, man, that's the song I heard. Why is it that I'm remembering that song? Why is it that I'm remembering hearing it in 2008 to 2009 at a Wendy's drive-thru? So I do some digging on the internet, and by digging, I mean I went to Reddit, to the r/Mandela effect. I don't use Reddit ever. I just recently legitimately started using Reddit because I needed to find out why this song was so engraved in my memory as coming out in the early to late 2000s. So I go on Reddit. There's a bunch of people with the exact same thing. Everybody is thinking this song came out back then. I'm like, okay, that's fucking weird. Whatever. I go about my day. Another song comes up. And now, unfortunately, the rabbit hole is a little bit more shallow for this one. I don't remember very much about it. I just vaguely remember how it sounded. So I wasn't really able to look anything up on the song. That was unfortunate that I didn't find that song. I was pretty sad. But that Heat Waves thing, really, it fucked me up for weeks. Like, this was weeks ago that this happened. It fucked me up so much that I just needed a platform to talk about it on. And that's why I'm talking about it here on the podcast. It fucked me up. It fucked me up so bad. I'm still kind of fucked up by it. Because why do I remember it so vividly? Why are there other people on the internet that remember it so vividly as being from back then? Why does this happen? It's the fucking Mandela effect, man. What is the Mandela effect? It interests me like a lot. Like, I'm super interested in the Mandela effect. And there's been a few other cases where, like, there's been some things and I falsely remembered them. And that's totally what's happening with this song too. So it's just totally just false memories. But it fucks with me so bad. Because just knowing in your head something that was a thing when you were a kid and just it not ever having happened, it fucks me up. It fucks me up big time. So, I don't know. I might do, like, maybe, I was thinking about doing, like, a weekly segment on Mandela Effects, but realistically, there's not that much for me to cover. Like, I could just go digging and steal other people's ideas of Mandela Effects. Like, a lot of that shit doesn't affect me. Like, the Berenstain Bears, that never really affected me. Like, I remember the first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird. But then at the same time, I'm like, I remember the fucking song. I remember when I was a kid watching the Berenstain Bears. I remember hearing the intro. The person singing sounds like they said Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain Bears. I remember thinking before that point it was Berenstain. But then I remember actually looking at him like, oh, it's Berenstain. Why did I think it was Berenstain? Or it would be Berenstain, but it's just with the E. But like, I remember thinking that. I remember thinking, oh, it should be with an E. But then I also remember looking and being like, oh yeah, it's not with an E. Like, that's why that Mandela effect didn't really get me too bad, because I kind of already understood it. I don't think anything changed. There's no proof of it ever changing. It's just people falsely remembering things. Is that really just all the Mandela effect is? Just people falsely remembering things and blaming it on different universes? Like, I don't buy into that. I think that's a bunch of fucking gobbledygook. But I do think it's interesting. I do think the idea of a lot of people remembering the same thing wrong is cool. I like that idea, and I think it's neat. And I mean, if I ever have another idea that I'm falsely remembering, I'll definitely bring it up. But I can't just come up with them, like, on the spot. Like, oh, this is the thing I remember, but it's not like this. Like, all I know is the heat wave one really fucked me up. That, I'm not even kidding. I couldn't sleep. I was looking all night the first night that I found out. Like, when I was really looking for that song, I was up all night. Like, yeah, it can't be the Glass Animals one. I know it exists. I kept digging and digging and digging and fucking digging, but nothing. Not a goddamn thing. So either it's a false memory, which it probably is, or maybe Glass Animals fucking stole the song. It's not sampled. There's no, like, records of it being sampled, and there's sites you can go to where it tells you if a song is sampled, and it's not. It's just false memories, and it bothers me. It bothers a lot of people. So that's one of them. If you guys have any Mandela effects that you know of, then fucking leave. I don't know if you can really leave a comment on Spotify, but hit me up on social media at This Is Dilly. My DMs are open. If you want to message me about a Mandela effect you've had, I'll talk about it in the next episode. I'll bring it up. I don't know if I'll necessarily have that same false memory, but I might, which would make it even more interesting. So if you guys have one, leave it on fucking Instagram at This Is Dilly. Fuck, send it. I can't speak. PM me on Twitter at This Is Dilly. Do whatever you want. Just let me know, because I'm interested in Mandela effects. I like the idea. I mean, hey, I might do a weekly segment. I'm not sure, because there's a lot of them, like, especially an r/Mandela effect. Like, I feel like I could definitely not necessarily steal the ones off there, but there's a lot of them that I've, like, had myself. I can't name any right now, but if I went through there, I could probably conjure up some words to talk about how I remember this thing being like this, but it was not like this. Yada fucking yada. But anyways, that was my little spiel on the Mandela effect. Let's get into the next thing. And the next thing we're going to be talking about is TikTok. Boy, oh fucking boy. I hate TikTok. It's just going to start it like that. There's a good side to TikTok. There's the funny animal videos. I like that kind of shit. But most of TikTok is absolute fucking hogwash. I hate most of it. I hate the dances. I hate the stupid songs. And I especially hate when people use good songs on TikTok. Songs I like. Songs like Something in the Way by Nirvana. Ooh, TikTok, you really made me fucking mad with that one. Let me tell you. I knew TikTok was a thing. I knew they used popular songs. There's some songs on TikTok that I knew. There was never really a big Nirvana song that got used on TikTok. But then all of a sudden, oh, the Batman comes out. And I should fucking talk about the Batman too. I mean, I can briefly go over the Batman. I don't know how I feel about the Batman. I watched it. It was okay. It wasn't terrible. It was probably, like, the absolute worst Batman movie ever made. Actually, I can't say that. Batman and Robin does exist. But I love Batman and Robin. I love it. I love things that are bad. I should do a whole segment on the show just about how I like things that are terrible. If it's bad, I probably fucking like it. But, man. Oh, the Batman wasn't great. Robert Pattinson was actually okay. I can't blame it on Robert Pattinson. I don't know what they were doing character-wise for him, but it wasn't his fault. I'm sure he did exactly what he was told very well. But I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the Batman using Something in the Way by Nirvana, and then Something in the Way by Nirvana exploding on TikTok. I don't even know what the fuck they use it for. I just know that my girlfriend goes on TikTok a lot, as do most people's girlfriends, I'm assuming, and maybe even boyfriends. TikTok's not just a girl thing, okay? But I don't use it. My girlfriend does. I hear sometimes, like, I've heard that fucking Oh No song. I don't know how many times. Oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no. Fuck that shit. I've heard that. I've heard that fucking Ratchet song. I don't even know if that's what it's called. I don't like modern music. And that's all that's really used on TikTok. Well, not all, clearly, because they use Something in the Way. I don't know what they use it for. I haven't given it much thought at all. I know it's mostly just like Batman related shit, but it's probably some other shit too. I don't care. I don't like TikTok using my songs. Something in the Way by Nirvana, which is my band. I fucking own them. I wish I did. TikTok can't just be using Nirvana like that. They can't. I won't allow that. I won't stand for that. It bothers me. Don't use good music on TikTok. I don't care that it was just in a fucking Batman movie. If I see a single basic bitch doing a fucking stupid ass dance to a Nirvana song, I'm gonna fucking throw fists. I'm gonna be upset. Something in the Way exploded. That sucks. Heat Waves is another song that also exploded that I think is actually a great song. Mostly because I remember it from fucking my childhood, even though it wasn't there. I love Heat Waves. It's actually a super good song. Like, I can't listen to it and not be like, ooh, that's some good shit. I like that. Because it is a good song. I understand why it exploded on TikTok. Because it's a modern song. It's actually good. Well, partially. The whole, like, verse is good. Or the chorus. What parts of a, like, what the fuck is a verse? I should know this. I'm such a big music fan and I don't understand verse. Verses and choruses. What is a verse? I need to know. Is the verse like the repeated part? I don't know. I'm trying to find out. I think the chorus is the part that repeats. I should know this though. Okay, yeah. The chorus is the part that repeats. The chorus is good. It's a good chorus. Sometimes All I Think About Is You. That's a good song. That part's really catchy. The verses are fucking ass. I don't like them. I don't like how the song starts. It takes too long to get in to the chorus, but whatever. It's a good song. I love it. I can't listen to it and not be happy a little bit. But Something in the Way on TikTok bothers me. Don't use good music on TikTok. You're used to using bad music. Don't use good music. I swear to God, if they steal my fucking Daughtry too. Does anybody use Daughtry on TikTok? I need to know now. There's probably at least one TikTok out there that uses Daughtry in that. You know, that's a, you can probably have Daughtry actually. Because I'm not going to admit that I ever liked them ever again. It's just No Surprise. Holy shit, No Surprise is a good song. God damn, I love No Surprise by Daughtry. So, when things I like are used on TikTok, I get angry. That's the moral of the story. Don't poke the bear, TikTok. Because I won't do anything about it except talk about it on a podcast. The main event, we are talking about movies that would not fly today. There's a lot of movies that you've loved over the years that simply just would not work nowadays. For one reason or another. And I'm here to list a few of them. I think I got 8 movies here that just would not work. And they're in no particular order. And one thing I will say before this segment, I don't dislike any of these movies. Actually, there's one I haven't seen. 2 I haven't seen. But I like most of the other movies. And I'll explain which ones I like and which ones I don't. There's reasons not to like these movies, but that doesn't mean I don't like them. The way things are nowadays is a lot different than things were when these movies came out. So, like, for example, people used to say the F-A-G word all the time. That's just how things were. Was it good? No. But I'm not going to dislike something just because that's how it was back then. Like, times were kind of bad at, like, back then. There were certain things that were done that just simply couldn't be done today. And we're going to look through a few of those. So the first movie I have on the list here is Me, Myself, and Irene. So this is a really funny movie. It's got Jim Carrey. The reason it wouldn't fly today is that he has schizophrenia. So nothing wrong with schizophrenia, right? Like, schizophrenia is cool. There's nothing wrong with... It's not cool. I just said schizophrenia is cool. It's not cool. It's not cool. Like, if you have it, that's fine. That's totally fine. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But the thing about the way schizophrenia was used in this movie is it wasn't like just a character trait. It was the whole movie was like wrapped around it. Hence Me, Myself, and Irene. They use schizophrenia for laughs. Like, it's not good. He had multiple personalities. Like, one second he'd be one person, one second he'd be the next. And it's just Jim Carrey being an overall wacky guy. It's not a bad movie, but it's just Jim Carrey having multiple personality disorder. And it's like, oh no, that's not good. So that's why this movie just wouldn't fly today. I'm not going to say don't watch it, because, I mean, it is a funny movie, and it's a good movie. It's just, its heart might not have been exactly in the right place. Making any sort of movie where the whole plot of it is like, oh, this person has a mental illness. Like, imagine if they just made a movie about this dude that has anxiety, and that's, like, the whole thing, and at the end of it, he, like, kills himself. Like, that's not what a movie should be. Jim Carrey made it good, but, like, it's still not acceptable. Like, I don't mind it. I mean, I do, but it is what it is. That's how things were back then. You could joke about those sort of things. You just can't now, because, you know, our eyes are a bit more open. Also, people are a lot more easily offended by things like this. Whatever. That's Me, Myself, and Irene. Let's go on to the next one. I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. So, there's actually two reasons this one would not fly nowadays. The first is, obviously, you could probably tell by the title, Straight Dudes Get Married. So, this is a movie, the main stars are Adam Sandler and Kevin James. Great fucking movie. It's very funny. It's two dudes getting married. It's a lot of, like, gay stereotyping, a lot of gay words are thrown around. They might even say the FAG word. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it definitely would not fly today, because gay people are very much, they were very much not accepted back then. Like, anytime there was, like, a gay character in anything, it was, like, a big joke. And that's just kind of how things used to be. I completely think that's bullshit. There's nothing wrong with being gay. It's not funny that you're gay. People like who they want to like, and that's perfectly fucking okay. Is it bad that they made a whole movie around two straight men getting married for insurance benefits? That really depends who you ask. I don't think it's necessarily, like, making fun of gay people as much as it may seem like. It's just two straight dudes getting married, which, you know, that's a little bit, a little sus, you know, it's a little sus. But another reason this movie would not get accepted nowadays is actually one, I can actually agree with this one. Rob Schneider plays an Asian stereotype. He has the fucking accent, he has everything. It's pretty bad, like a white dude playing an Asian dude. It's like the same kind of deal as like blackface, which is totally not okay. So that I can agree with a little bit. Maybe the movie wouldn't fly because of that. But I don't know. There's a few reasons maybe that movie won't get any sort of reboots in the future, because, you know, pretty obvious reasons. Actually, it could get a reboot. They could put two gay dudes in the lead roles and put an actual Asian dude in Rob Schneider's role. I still don't think it would really work, but let's go with that. The next one is Bruno, or really just any Sacha Baron Cohen movie. Sacha Baron Cohen is known for playing either racial stereotypes or just stereotypes in general. Like, Bruno is the one I picked for example here. I fucking love Bruno. I think it's a funny movie, but the Bruno character is entirely a gay, I don't even know if I'd necessarily call it a stereotype, because he's clearly not trying to act like an actual gay person. He's acting extremely eccentric, doing things that normal gay people just wouldn't do. So I don't know if you'd really consider it stereotyping, because it's not really stereotyping. He's like, I'd almost consider it more that he's making fun of gay people, but I think Sacha Baron Cohen's better than that. I don't think he actually did this movie with the intentions of being like, oh, gay people are bad. Like, it's just, that's the character. That's Bruno. He's a super gay reporter. You know, he gets caught up in some weird stuff. He's naked a few times. Like, it's funny as hell. But the reason it really wouldn't fly nowadays is just because people are so offensive. They'd find ways and pick holes in it, like, oh, he's doing this, that, and the other, and try to get Sacha Baron Cohen canceled. Like, that's just how it would go. And I know that's how it would go. I'm not stupid. But it's not a bad movie. It's not. He's not really... If you want to consider him critiquing gay people, you go right ahead. I personally don't think it's that. It's just, that's the character. Could he have done that movie nowadays? Absolutely not. Because, as I said, people would cancel him. And, you know, that's obvious. That being said, he did do a Bruno movie nowadays. And nobody really stuck up a finger being like, oh, racial stereotypes. How fucking, how corrupt, how cancelable is that? Like, he did a fucking Bruno movie in 20, not Bruno, but Borat. He did a Borat movie in 2020. Like, if that's not going to get canceled, I don't know. Maybe Bruno wouldn't get canceled nowadays. I don't know. But I love the movie. Sacha Baron Cohen is a fucking genius. He's super funny. I have nothing against that movie. It's just that probably wouldn't fly for a couple of reasons because people get offended. The next one I'm going to be talking about is Love Guru. I've actually steered clear of this movie, but I have seen the trailer for it back in the day. I've seen snippets, I've seen pictures, I've seen parodies even. I haven't actually seen the full movie. Mike Myers plays an Indian love guru. So, a white person once again playing an Indian person. I don't know why that's not seen as like a big deal as much than most things are. Like, it seems like if you're a white person playing an Indian, you can kind of get the pass, which I think is a little bit weird. Like, if you're a white person playing a black person, that won't fly at all. But I feel like you can kind of play an Asian person. I don't get it. I don't fucking know. Or not Asian, but Indian. Sorry, my apologies. It's not a good movie. It's known to be a really bad movie, actually. So, it's probably better that it wouldn't fly nowadays, because it wasn't good to begin with. It was shit material with shit story. Poor Mike Myers. Like, that dude, I'm pretty sure this one practically killed his career. Not that he was really doing anything huge before that point, other than, like, Shrek. Like, he did Wayne's World in the 90s, and it was fucking amazing. And then he did Shrek, which was also amazing. But then after that, he hasn't really done anything. He's in a new Netflix show. He plays like a fucking sports reporter at a fucking convention or something. I don't know. I haven't seen that either. But I like Mike Myers. He's Canadian. He's a really funny guy. Everything I've seen him in, he was great. He was also in Cat in the Hat. He's great. I love Mike Myers. Love Guru just wasn't it. He's playing an Indian dude. He's talking like this. Like, that's not funny. That's not. You can't. It's not funny nowadays. Back in the day, that's what people thought was amusing, but you can't just make fun of the way people are and be like, oh yeah, this is how I'm going to get laughs. Just making fun of the way people are. It's dumb. Don't do it like that. Don't watch Love Guru. That's the moral of the story right there. The next one I'm going to talk about is A Clockwork Orange. This one is an oldie, an OG Stanley Kubrick film. I love A Clockwork Orange. I remember the first time I watched it, I watched it again like immediately afterwards because there's so much to it and it's so genius and it's such a fucking weird but awesome movie. It's a classic for a reason. But there was one scene in particular in it that would not get greenlit nowadays. And I think there was actually a few similar scenes. There was a rape scene. They essentially took this girl. There's like a group of men who all wear like masks and suits. And they took her and they did some things to her. I don't know if it was ever sexually explicit in the like idea that they fucked. Like they actually raped her. But there's definitely sexual assault going on. Four dudes or five dudes taking advantage of this girl. She clearly didn't want it. She was screaming. They might have even murdered her afterwards. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've watched that movie. But that one scene in particular just would not work. You couldn't. That's why you're probably not seeing A Clockwork Orange on your Netflixes or whatever. Because it's just, that's a bad scene. And a lot of the nature of the film has to do with things like that. So that movie just simply would not fly nowadays. I like the movie, though. It's a classic. I don't know if it's necessarily all, like, peak shit. They definitely could have done other things, but I don't know. It's just part of the movie. It's not great, but hey, it is what it is. The next one I'm going to talk about is Soul Man. This is actually a movie I didn't hear about until doing some research for this video. I haven't seen it, obviously, but the whole moral of the story with this one is a white guy takes tanning pills. Tanning pills, yes. A white man takes tanning pills and essentially turns himself black to get a scholarship. It sounds terrible. That's all I've heard of it. I watched the trailer of it, and yeah, it's just blackface. I don't know what they were thinking with this one. But like I said, things were different. You could do that sort of shit back in the day. Couldn't do it now. It's just as simple as that. You could not do it. And there's good reasons not to do it. Let's go on to the next one. The next one I'm going to be talking about is Tropic Thunder. Another amazing, amazing movie with some very questionable decisions. So the main cast is Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., and I'm pretty sure there's another... Jay Baruchel. That's who it was. Jay Baruchel. So it's a great movie. These dudes are doing, like, this war movie, but then actually, I think they actually get into, like, fights. I don't know. It's a good movie. I couldn't explain it. Why it couldn't really fly nowadays is because Robert Downey Jr.'s character is doing blackface. This movie came out in 2008, mind you. It is a pretty new movie. And by new, I mean, like, practically fucking over 10 years old. It's got Robert Downey Jr. doing blackface. It's really strange that he hasn't gotten canceled. It's not that it's not funny, because, I mean, it kind of is. Not the blackface aspect of it, but, like, his character's really funny. But it's just he's doing blackface, and that's not good. I'm honestly shocked he hasn't been canceled. I'm honestly shocked, because everybody loves Robert Downey Jr., which is probably the reason. Wait till people stop loving him, and then all of a sudden, oh my god, he did blackface? Can you believe that? That's so racist. How dare he do blackface and make fun of black people, even though his whole deal with his character is that I'm pretty sure he is supposed to be a white guy even in the movie, but he's acting black. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's that terrible. It kind of is. I don't know. I want to give it the pass because it's Robert Downey Jr., because I feel like that's what everybody's been doing. Like, everyone's just kind of giving it the pass because it's this big commercial movie and you can watch it on Netflix and it's Robert Downey Jr. and it's fine. But I don't know. I don't know. You can still watch it. It's not being hidden, but I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that he's doing blackface in a movie. And the last one on the list is White Chicks. So here's the deal with White Chicks. I don't think whiteface really matters. It definitely doesn't matter as much as blackfacing does. And I think that's kind of a problem. But when the content is funny, it's the case like the case of Tropic Thunder, for example. Movie's funny. I give it a pass. Because it's not being overall offensive to black people. White Chicks. It's not being offensive to white people. It's two black people critiquing a kind of white person. Like the basic bitch, snotty, like, girls of the early 2000s. I don't hate it as a white person. I don't think it's racist. I think it's fucking hilarious. And is whiteface a big deal? Can we talk about that? Like, is whiteface, does it matter? Like, are people just allowed to do whiteface but not allowed to do blackface? Like, why is there such inequality? Like, I don't like it. I don't like how that works. I think if you can't do blackface, you shouldn't be able to do whiteface. If you're going to cancel someone for doing blackface, cancel somebody for doing whiteface. It's terrible equally. But that being said, that raises the question. If it's done for a movie, and it's not just somebody doing it and making fun of black people on their own, is it cancelable? Is it that terrible? Or does it get a pass just because it's funny? See, I don't know the answer to that question. Personally, I give White Chicks a pass because the Wayans brothers are fucking amazing and that movie is fucking amazing. And I'm really sad because the Netflix version of that movie actually sucks because they got rid of a lot of scenes. They got rid of a scene where they're playing with a dildo. They got rid of a scene where a dude's riding a fucking wheelchair after he got fucked in the ass by Terry Crews. Like, that's a great movie. It's really funny. It might not sound great based on my description of it, but that's just my description of it. You have to watch it if you haven't. And there's no way you haven't. Everybody's seen White Chicks. They have to have. But the question of the day, if you want to answer it, does white facing matter? Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us around to the end of the show. The end of another return episode of The Dilly Show. I hope you guys did enjoy. If you did, make sure to tell your friends, hey, Dilly's back. Back again. Dilly's back. Tell a friend. It's exactly what I want you to do. Tell a friend. Tell a friend I'm back. Add this to your Instagram story. Do whatever you want to do. Just get the word out there that The Dilly Show is back and it's in business. Follow me on Instagram at This Is Dilly. That's about it. Just keep watching. Next week, there'll be another episode with some more topics and maybe we'll have the answer to the does white face matter question. Thank you all very much for watching. I've been your host, Dilly. And this has been another episode of The Dilly Show. Bye-bye now.